we focus on just the portion of the LA wave that you can actually trade. There are two portions that you can trade. Inside of wave three,
right,
be able to go with the trend and catch most of that move.
There's a male dominated world, a giant nightclub, to be honest.
Every peach has got a middle to it.
Read all the books you can find about trading. You will find that most of them contain mostly crap. But most of them will have a few paragraphs which are pearls.
Trade mechanics and money management are the two things you've got to watch, to look for.
In all my experience of giving stuff away, there's only ever been one time I did a seminar in Germany for about 100 people and I gave something away on stochastics.
Mm-hmm.
And it screwed up bonds for about a week, because people had obviously,
yeah,
what I said, and were preempting the signal and
technical.
I build a roadmap of supports and resistances and what the trend is.
Yeah. You say, okay, that's my roadmap, but I'll enter on this or that parameter.
I will then look for the patterns or for the setups that I'm interested in that will pull the trigger instantly on that. So if I get a pattern against the trend in a 30-minute, that's going to be my trigger point and I'll get in.
Hey, mister, see that sister? Don't you laugh, I break you. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but men are looks could kill you.
I aim for psychological comfort, nothing else.
You aim for psychological comfort, nothing else?
Correct.
That's profit itself is not an objective yet.
No.
It's psychological comfort?
Right.
Yeah.
As it was, my loss was $775,000.
$775,000.
Yeah, I'm short 175 S&Ps. Oh, basically 10 points, so.
Stop.
No, you got to get out of it, you're wrong, definitely. I don't really work with stocks because, you know, sometimes a stock can be activated for all sorts of reasons, but I normally get out when I know I'm wrong.
Right, so you don't put your stop in the market?
No.
I
know obviously a lot of technical guys work with stocks, but I work, when I'm wrong, and that's when I'm out.
And doesn't matter if you just got in, you just get straight out?
Yeah.
And if you think you're right and it keeps going against you?
I had a 5 miles of trade with, and 10 months later, I paid $155 cash for a house.
Fantastic.
So here I am, 23 years old, with a $155 house, and, you know, that was 27 years ago. That was a big house.
That was a beautiful house. You still...
I had a swimming pool, I had a game room with a pool table, I had bought a Jaguar XKE.
Wow.
My wife won a Continental, I got that for her.
Okay, when were you married?
I was married, and I knew I was the smartest guy on this planet.
Wow. Made $1 million, you lost $1 million, then you made another $1 million back again, right?
Yeah, that's right. But the point is, all the time, the bank makes money. I am permanently in risk. The bank is also in risk, but this risk is not so big as mine. Look on me, look on me. When you feel good because you have made the right decisions in analyzing and trading, and you have a good profit, you be very proud of yourself, and you feel very lucky and good, yeah?
Yeah.
At this point, when you feel best, this is every time the turning point. Look on me, look
on me. That's a real tricky question there. When do you come out? Look on me, look on me. That's written back in 1935.
1935, Taylor's Trading Techniques. Look on me, look
on me. I just hate losing money. I just hate losing money. Look on me, look on me. But I think trading the financial markets is one of the easiest things to trade. Look on me, look on me. If you buy the market and it's going down, you're wrong.
depending how you measure it, that's a different thing. There's probabilities of whether it's here or there or not, but it's a certainty that a free market always provides access.
Yes.
And that's what I build my program. So you build these certainties. And then if you're certain, if you get all those certainties down, then you have a much better operating system than somebody else. Because if you start dealing out with probabilities and you go like three steps, where are you?
If you cannot stick to that, I don't think you're going to be successful.
As a bare minimum, right?
I think that's the only criteria for a trader.
Right.
And the way you got to treat is that unless and until you can reach that goal, you are a basic trader. You are a freshman. You are a beginning trader. It doesn't matter if it took you 20 years, you're still a beginner.
Right. Hey, come my way. Have you ever kind of been almost close to being wiped out?
Oh, yeah, several times. Hey, brother, that's not the come on, my turn in. The thing about traders that impress me most is that every trader is willing to help the next guy. The thing about traders that impress me most is that every trader is willing to help the next guy.
And if you got any frank words to tell people who are just sort of kicking off in trading or whatever, what advice can you give people?
Quit, brother.
Right.
And the worst day was yet to come, and that was nothing to do with the market. That was the day that I confessed my story to my wife. The light in your eyes, fire keeps on burning. Sugar and